One of my favorite people to turn to in his work from the Magis Center, if you've never been familiar with them, is Father Robert Spitzer. Now, Father Robert Spitzer is an absolute genius. He has a ton of work actually talking about this specific topic of happiness. In fact, he has a book that you might consider checking out if you want to go a little deeper. You can check his work out at magiscenter.com, as well as a book titled Finding True Happiness, Satisfying Our Restless Hearts. We'll include a link to that book in the show notes for today. But what I want to unpack are the four levels of happiness that he discusses here in this book, as well as in much of his work there at the Magis Center. And he breaks down these four levels of happiness that I think are extremely enlightening for helping us to understand where we're at when we're experiencing loneliness, when we're experiencing, trying to hit that next goal, one thing after another, and you finish the goal and you're like, I feel great, but now you feel like you have to chase something else. Or maybe when you're like, okay, I know God is out there. I want to develop a prayer life, or I have a prayer life, or I'm donating all this time, I'm donating all this money. What am I looking for still? Well, that's what we're talking about today. So Father Robert Spitzer goes into breaking down these four types of happiness that ultimately have to do with four levels of desire. And these four levels of desire start on the lowest level. The base level would be our physical desire. For example, our desire for food. You get some food, you feel good when you eat it, but you still need some food again later. We could go through a bunch of them. We'll touch on this a little bit more. The next level of desire, a little higher, walking up those levels of happiness, if satiated, would be the ego desire. This desire to have dominion, to achieve things, even the competition side of us, this desire to win, to look better. When we compare ourselves, this comparison culture, which, let's be real, social media really feeds by the way we use social media. You're always feeling like you have to do the next thing, have to have the next house, the next car. The third is the contributive desire, where we actually then start to go away from turning in on ourselves of just meeting basic physical needs and feeling happy because, hey, I ate a bag of Cheetos with my chili tonight, or the ego desire of, I feel really good because I am the best dressed person here, or I won the soccer game, or I got that raise, or I landed that promotion, whatever it might be. Then the third level, again, is that contributive desire where we're no longer just seeking what is pleasing us because we're dominating or we're fulfilling our desire for food or sex or whatever it might be. It's now that we're contributing, we're helping. It could be in our family, in society, in our church, our community. This is a contributive dimension where we feel good when we do good by others. Then the highest level would be this desire for perfection. Now, this desire for perfection is this idea that ultimately, what is perfect? Or better yet, who is perfect? God. And I think that this is where we see a transition, and this is where we see a drop-off, because we all fall into one of these levels. And in fact, I think throughout the day, it's even easy for us to focus in on one dimension. Let's say, for example, it's 12 o'clock. I forgot my lunch. I'm hungry, and now I'm craving food from my favorite restaurant or whatever it might be, and I keep focusing in on that. I keep thinking about it, and I can't think about any other food. In fact, even though I'm hungry and I forgot my lunch, I skipped lunch, it's now 4 o'clock, and let's be real, I'm hangry now, but I don't want anything to eat, not even what's accessible at my fingertips, because that's all I want. You've allowed the physical need to kind of continue to survive, which is why some of our physical desires are good, and they can even be good in other ways as well. But you've allowed it to kind of dominate you to the point where you've now taken that desire in a different direction. Oh, okay, now you've had the food, it's 6 o'clock, you've been hangry, you made it there, but for 5, 6 hours of the day, you were literally suffering through your work, had a mental fog or whatever you want to call it, you were hangry, and you met the physical desire. You feel good at the time, but look at how kind of the progression of the day went. It shows how a physical desire can be a problem. We want to orient ourselves from getting out of being stuck in certain desires throughout the day or for months and years on end. So let's talk about working up the ladder. So the first level of happiness, I kind of just gave like a simple rundown. We'll break into them more. That first level of happiness is immediate gratification and desire. So again, having to do with our physical pleasure. Now, physical pleasures can be great things. For example, there's a physical desire for intimacy with another person. There's a physical desire for food. These can be good things, but they have to be kept in check, and they can't rule our lives. We have to remember that a lot of our physical desires are actually survival instincts. And what separates us from the animals? Well, our intellect, right? Intellect and free will. We're rational beings. And so if we're acting according to reason, not just being ruled by this need for immediate gratification when it comes to our physical pleasures, our physical appetite and desires, well, then we're being more human. And I think that that's one way to look at this ladder and this hierarchy of the four levels of happiness. The happier we are, the more perfect our desire is. And the truest and most perfect desire is for God. Now, if we perfect that desire in God, then this desire, when it comes to our relation to food, to intimacy, to all of these things, should be brought in proper order. So we'll build our way continuing up that way. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Trending with Tim Ray during our weekly happy hour every Monday here on Relevant Radio. So a lot of the idea of that first level of happiness, the lowest level in immediate gratification, one of the problems is that it really is just focused on you. It's apparent pleasure, just you. Now, a lot of the saints have talked about how Satan will tempt us when it comes to very apparent pleasures, like, hey, you do need to eat, so eat. But hey, you can eat a little bit more because that pie is delicious. Come on, let's be real. We're facing gluttony in 2 or 3 days here. We all need to prepare ourselves. I find it fascinating. Some people will spend like all of Thanksgiving Day saying, I'm just not going to eat anything all day and wait for the feast. But it doesn't work that way, Patrick. It doesn't work that way, okay? It really doesn't. You can starve yourself all day and all week, but it doesn't matter. If you overeat, you overeat. You stretch your stomach. Patrick, it does not work. I'm sorry. If you overeat, you stretch your stomach. Now, if anything, you should drink a little less during and before the meal, and you'll probably have a little bit more room. See, we've got behind the scenes. Maggie's agreeing with me. Patrick's shaking his head. Shout out to our team here at Relevant Radio, working the production team backstage. Okay, so immediate gratification desires. When we look at examples of this, I've already mentioned physical intimacy, sex, food, you know, simple things that make us feel better when it comes to the body. I think when we talk about immediate gratification and physical pleasure, though, we forget how so much is happening in the technological world today and how a lot of things that we do actually create a physical reaction within us. Now, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about chemical and physical reactions we have to the use, for example, of our technology, our phone, our email, how often we check social media, those notifications, the stress level of having 500 unread emails in my email inbox, or the joy of seeing that I got 500 likes on a social media post. You know, these things that happen, we get all of these hormonal chemicals kicking into our body. We get this little elixir in our head of all the chemicals, the dopamine, the pleasure high, the serotonin, the sense of serenity, oxytocin, you know, feeling good. You know, we are actually bonding with our social media and our technology right now as we are looking at images of other people, especially if you're perhaps looking at pornography. Let's be real. That's one of the physical desires that falls under this first level of happiness. And I think that's what's sad, is a lot of us are getting stuck on this first level. I'm not just talking about people who are looking at pornography, which, by the way, it's something that men and women struggle with. And if you struggle with that, I want to encourage you to check out integrityrestored.com. We'll include a link in the show notes. It's a great resource for anyone who might be struggling, want to overcome a pornography addiction, or maybe you have a close loved one who their addiction or looking at pornography has impacted you. So as we continue to look at this first level of happiness, it's very self-oriented. There's nothing other than the self-focus. There's nothing other-oriented, and there's no sense of transcendence. It's just meeting this immediate desire. It's immediate gratification. Once that immediate gratification has been reached and achieved, it's going away already as soon as you've been satisfied. Let's be real. We're satisfied with food, but the next morning we still need more. We could go through any number of examples. Now, here's the challenge. Many of us, whether it's in a portion of our day, for months of our life, or even years of our life, can get stuck on this first level of happiness, where we turn in on ourselves, on the physical gratification. We feel good when we meet those instant little needs. I think this is often why a lot of people struggle with weight, because it's easy to focus on when we might be struggling to want that food to help us feel better at the moment, but we don't realize what we're looking for isn't just food to feel better, but it's God, and we're going to get there. But what this first level of happiness has to do often is with physical pleasure and comfort. And I always come back to that quote. You know it well if you listen to Trending with Tim Ray regularly, from Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th. He said, "The world offers you comfort, but you weren't made for comfort. You were made for greatness." And this is where we have to get out of this first level of physical pleasure, immediate gratification. I'm talking about the four levels of happiness that Father Robert Spitzer talks about in so much of his work there at the Magis Center. Now, when we look at all of this, St. Thomas Aquinas mentioned something that had to do with sorrow. Now, sorrow is something that we can experience. It's an emotion. It's something that we can experience. It can make our body feel lousy. You know, your throat can get tight. You can get a headache. But he talks about how there are so many things when it comes to physical pleasure that need to be addressed. And I love this quote from him. He says, "Sorrow can be alleviated by good sleep, a bath, and a glass of wine." And he goes on to talk about how important it is to rest and refresh yourself when you're experiencing something on a physical level that you're not really getting past. That it's okay and it's good to actually address and take care of your body. And, you know, in fact, you know, getting good sleep, fundamental dimension of helping the human body be able to overcome so much of the chronic pain people experience. Getting not enough sleep causes chronic pain. Getting not enough sleep, it makes you feel depressed and down. It's one of the leading causes of suicide today, lack of proper rest. And so this simple comment from St. Thomas Aquinas reminded me of that. Sorrow can be alleviated by good sleep, a bath, and a glass of wine. How many things can be alleviated by taking a moment to refresh and rest? Forget about this ongoing debate of me time, time for yourself. I hate that language. It's a matter of refreshment, of taking care of the whole person and not just being human doers, but human beings who be and rest for a time. You're listening to Trending with Timory here on Relevant Radio. I want to talk about the second level of happiness now, and that is the comparative and personal achievement level. Now, this is another one where we get stuck, and it still is a reflection or a focus on ourselves. We've not gotten in any way whatsoever to other people. Now, this level two happiness, again, we are experiencing some happiness. It's the stroking, basically the self-stroking of our ego, and this focus on moving forward and achieving and doing things. Now, achievements, progress, all of that is great. But if that's what you base your happiness off of, then you're not going to be fully fulfilled, totally happy. And we'll get to that more as we progress, but you'll see this egocentric personal achievement focus focuses in on that promotion, that raise, getting the next nice car, building the nice new house. You know, always this advantage focus. You know, we talk a lot about the importance of networking in the business world. Well, there can be one perspective on networking. That is, I use other people to my personal advantage to get ahead. And then there can be another view of networking. That is, I do actually want to meet people. I want to do things. I want to collaborate. I want to partner. I actually do care to meet people and not just look at them of how can I use you. So there are a lot of elements to this whole idea of achieving things that I think that can be broken down, that where we're getting stuck in personal achievement and comparison culture. Even, you know, if you think about the desire to run a marathon, you run a marathon, you're training for it, you feel really good as you're building up each and every single mile, one after another. You're building up your endurance, you're preparing for the race, you're pulling back, you're taking the time to rest and move forward. And then you achieve that marathon, next thing you know, you want to go to the next level. That's great to desire to make those achievements in life. However, if those achievements, whether it's a marathon, a race, how many kids you have, whatever it is what you're basing your life on, this comparison of what you've done and what others have done, you're not going to be truly happy because it is self-seeking. It can lead to a tremendous amount of jealousy and never having or doing enough. In fact, many people who leave themselves stuck, even if a portion of their day or for months or years at a time on the second level of happiness, end up having a tremendous fear of failing, tend to have a sense of loneliness, and it builds up this attitude in so many of us of cynicism, this low view of the human person. Why? Because we've been stuck in the first two levels of human happiness that aren't allowing us to get beyond that, to get into seeing others or discovering God. This gratification of a raise, this gratification of running a race, this gratification of how nice of a car or house I have does not last. In fact, this is this culture where I see it so often today where it's like, okay, I'll start paying off my student loans once I meet someone who I want to marry, or I'll start saving money or get a good job once I'm ready to get married to someone I've found. Or so then you get married and you're like, oh man, I have all this debt and I have all this, and you're trying to put together all the pieces because you've just kind of been like, well, whatever, I'll do it whenever. You know, I'll also see where, you know, you're like, okay, I've got to get married. And you get married, but then you're like, okay, I have to have a kid. And it's almost like just checkbox in life and never this moment of resting and enjoying and appreciating and loving the life and the gift of life that you've received. You see, this second level of happiness, which is one of the lower levels of happiness, this immediate gratification of comparison and personal achievement, it doesn't last forever because you always need the next thing. The next achievement, the next win, the new you. Think about all of the new yous. Rediscover yourself. There is a whole industry of people making millions off of self-improvement. The new job, the new car, the new house, the new kid. It was funny. I remember last year, we bought a nice car. And we, you know, we've been saving up, we were getting ready. We needed the parent car because we were having a kid, and my husband wanted my child to be in a tank because, like any good father, he wants his kid to be protected. And it was so fascinating to me because I'm not a big car person. And so I was like, thank you, God, for this car. Thank you. You know, we have something safe to drive in. I've got the mom car now. The dad's happy. The tank is around the baby. But there were these reactions from people about the car. And I was seeing these facial expressions and the comments people were making. And even people saying, you know, jokingly, like, I hate you. I can't believe you have that. That's been my dream car always. And oh my gosh. And, you know, people making these comments. I'm just sitting here astounded that some of them were like these visceral reactions of, how could you have that? Now I have to get something like that or better. And I was bummed out because I'm like, man, it's so easy looking at these levels of happiness, how easy it is for us to get stuck in this one little area, a car, a house, a raise, the amount of authority and dominion we have. Social media breeds a comparison culture, can make us feel like a failure and never enough. We need to get beyond this comparison culture, this achievement culture, into the higher levels of happiness. So stay with us during our happy hour. We're going to be right back unpacking this and more.